USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. More remains found in Hawaii after the massive wildfire wiped out an entire section of Maui. Laura Winters reports.
To Maui now, where emergency crews have found the remains of 111 people killed in the wildfire. Close to 40% of the area has been searched. More than 1,000 people still unaccounted for. President Biden scheduled to tour the area on Monday.
At the same time, Hawaii officials are explaining how they believe the use of a massive system of sirens to announce the fire would have only made things worse. They say they believe that people would have just been confused by the sirens because they're meant to announce an oncoming tsunami and not a wildfire. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 2 storm off the coast of Mexico and heading north. Elizabeth Adams with the National Weather Service says it's still much more likely that Hillary will be a tropical storm when it arrives in California, but
the small possibility of some hurricane force wind gusts. So right around 5 to 10% chance of seeing those hurricane force wind speeds.
Nearly all of Southern California is under a flood watch. A Georgia state Republican lawmaker is calling for a special session of their legislature to investigate Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. This comes after Willis charged former President Trump and others with allegedly trying to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Gang violence is getting so bad in one part of Chicago, desperate and scared local residents are simply asking the two sides to at least stop the shooting during daylight hours from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But
and sometimes they might intentionally go against that and go do something during those hours to let whoever know that we're not honoring this.
People in the Rogers Park area say they're living in the middle of a gang war, and no amount of pleading for it to stop has helped. This is USA News.
Hey there, this is Brant, along with Sherry.
Hi.
And maybe you've heard about MediShare. Maybe you heard me talking about it. Well, Sherry helps produce these spots about MediShare. So people ask us, does this actually work? Is this really a great option for my health care? And honestly, the answer is yes.
Yes, yes,
for
it
real,
is.
For real, yes.
And you know what? It's funny, too, because a lot of people are fed up with their current arrangement, or they're looking to save money, but they're hesitant, right? I'm like, MediShare has been doing this for 30
right.
years, I think you can trust that,
you
right?
You can't. MediShare really is the gold standard for this healthcare sharing thing, too. I've done it, you've done it, and people are really happy after they make the switch. I keep talking about the member satisfaction rate. It's real. It's like double that of health insurance.
I have loved it. They're professional, and they care. That in and of itself is refreshing.
We could change your name to MediShare.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Cool marketing thing.
Sure.
It's not going to happen. You can save a ton and be really happy with it. They're great to talk to. Call them now. They really are. Just call this number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is creating a multi-agency retail theft task force now to deal with flash mob robberies. She said the public also has a role in fighting these crimes, and she offered this tip.
Instead of taking your phone out to take pictures, take your phone out and call 911.
Prosecutors are also embedded into the task force, including the Democratic L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon, who many business owners have blamed, saying his policies have emboldened criminals. Marijuana and hallucinogen use are at record highs. According to a study from the University of Michigan's Monitoring the Future panel, more people between 19 and 60 years old are using those substances. The survey is funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. It showed that marijuana use has spiked to around 44% of adults under 30. That's compared to just 28% a decade ago. The number of people who use the drug daily almost doubled from 2012. Middle-aged adults are also using hallucinogens like LSD and psilocybin at record rates. And mortgage rates are surging to record highs.
This week, they hit their highest level in 21 years at just under 7.1%. That's up from 6.6% last week. Rates have been up all summer, above 6.5 since the end of May. This week, it's the highest since 2002. Mortgage rates have been spiking as a result of the Federal Reserve's rate hiking plan to ease inflation, making it harder and harder to afford a home. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.